Hello, I'm Jennifer Kaplan with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, here with Special Agent Brian Scriver, who works out of our investigations unit in Seattle, Washington. Brian, thank you for being here to talk about the Federal Program Fraud Task Force, which is also known as the Guardians Project.
Glad to be here.
The Guardians Project came about to protect funds provided by the federal government for the benefit of people living in Montana's Indian Country communities. Is that correct?
That's it. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Montana came up with the idea. Offices of Inspectors General at 8 different federal agencies signed on, along with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the state of Montana, to coordinate and synchronize our law enforcement efforts. Together, we root out public corruption, fraud and embezzlement in federal programs, contracts, and grants. Together, we prove and prosecute those crimes, and together, we hold accountable those responsible.
I think that a lot of our listeners will be surprised to learn that looting of federal funds in Montana's Indian Country is a widespread problem warranting an ongoing multi-agency response. Which OIGs are part of this effort, and why?
In addition to the EPA, the Guardians Project includes OIGs at the U.S. Departments of Interior, Justice, Treasury, Education, Agriculture, Health and Human Services, and Homeland Security. Whether or not most Americans are aware, all of these agencies have a significant financial commitment in Indian Country, and that's taxpayers' money.
Can you explain why there is a unique vulnerability relating to funding for Indian Country?
Well, the Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act of 1975 authorized government agencies to enter into contracts with and make grants directly to federally recognized Indian tribes for services such as resource management, education, environmental protection, and child care, among others. Under the same law, the tribes are permitted to govern themselves with respect to meeting federal requirements and guidelines that come with the funding. So that part is different from most federal grants and contracts. The part that's the same for all contract and grant recipients is that the offices of inspectors general have investigative responsibility to determine if federal monies are tainted by fraud, corruption, waste, and abuse. That's why the Guardians Project exists.
Brian, how long have the Guardians been at work, and what have you accomplished?
This project was initiated in late 2011, but first we did casework for about the first 9 months. By late 2012, we were ready to file a cascade of indictments. During the past 3 years, the Guardians have filed 38 indictments and achieved more than 100 felony convictions. So far, we've recovered nearly $8 million in restitution, plus $311,000 in forfeitures, more than $350,000 in fines, and another $1 million through civil judgments. That's all stolen taxpayers' money that we were able to get back, and 85% of the defendants in these cases have received sentences that include incarceration.
Let's talk about a few specific Guardians cases. Can you talk a little bit about federal income tax fraud by officials at Stone Child College in Box Elder, Montana?
Sure. Melody Henry was the president of Stone Child College, and her husband, Frank Gregory Henry, was the facilities manager. They pleaded guilty to federal income tax fraud for filing a false 2012 return, attempting to evade payment on monies they had received from a contractor, Hunter Burns Construction, by claiming business expenses in an amount that would eliminate any tax liability on their part. In August 2015, the Henrys were sentenced to 5 months in prison in order to repay more than $47,000.
Thank you. Another case involving the alleged embezzlement of more than $55,000 by two former executives of an online lending company owned by the Chippewa Cree tribe is set for trial. Tell us more about that situation.
Neil Rosette and Billy Ann Morissette have pleaded not guilty to embezzlement and conspiracy charges. As the respective chief executive officer and chief operating officer of a company then known as First American Capital Resources, they're accused of having withdrawn money from the tribe's federally funded grants and contracts account by writing checks to the company, then writing checks from the company's account to themselves and to a Chippewa Cree Rodeo Association account controlled by a tribal councilman.
As of the date we're recording this podcast, a trial date has been scheduled for October 26 in Great Falls, Montana. Is that correct?
Yes.
Let's discuss another case involving a former Chippewa Cree tribal official, Timothy Warren Rosette, whose sentencing currently is scheduled for October 29 in Great Falls.
This Mr. Rosette was one of many officers and staff at the Rocky Boy Health Board Clinic charged with corruption. The clinic provides health and medical care to the Chippewa Cree tribal community of the Rocky Boy Indian Reservation. It receives about $14 million a year in Indian Health Service funding for its operations and other monies from Interior, Agriculture, EPA, and other federal sources for facility maintenance and development. Timothy Warren Rosette served as the director of the clinic's environmental health unit, giving him authority to select contractors, award contracts, and approve contract payments relating to the tribe's community water supply. Mr. Rosette has pleaded guilty to 2 counts of bribery and 1 count of theft of tribal funds.
I need to mention for anyone listening who might want to follow these court cases that scheduling dates and actions can change.
Absolutely.
Given the success of the Guardians in Montana, has there been any thought to expanding this concept to other states that are home to Indian country?
Yes. As a matter of fact, U.S. Attorney's offices and other districts are working on forming similar task forces with representation by the same federal agencies.
Special Agent Brian Scriver, thank you again for taking the time to explain the important work of the Guardians Project.
My pleasure.
To learn more about the EPA Office of Inspector General's work, please visit www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG. Click on the Investigations tab to read news releases from the U.S. Department of Justice announcing outcomes of investigations in which the EPAOIG was involved, including those under the Guardians Project.